好了 ，Here we go！
耶
耶
！Wait, who's asking the first question？
I'll ask it. Okay. What do you think the way you walk says about you?
For me, that I'm clumsy and I'm just trying to get somewhere. I have a thing where like one of my legs is shorter than the other, so I slightly veer to the left every time I walk. So like anyone that knows me, if they like see me walking in a crowd, they always know it's me because I'm always veering to the left. Or if I'm like walking with my friends, they'll like literally like hold my right hand so I don't like end up in the middle of the road.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
I do the same thing because one of my legs is also shorter because I broke it in like 8 places.
Oh my gosh.
So
how'd you do that?
I was running to get food when I was like 6 maybe. And I slipped in Chihuahua pee and my leg slammed the piano leg.
You have to elaborate that it was Chihuahua pee, not Golden Retriever pee. No, it was Chihuahua pee.
I don't know, that just makes it more embarrassing for me that it was Chihuahua pee. Out of all the dogs I could have had. And yeah, slammed my leg into the piano leg. Which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? And is this character like you or someone you aspire to be?
This is a hard one.
I feel like if I was a Dr. Seuss character, I'd be Horton because I'm always noticing shit that nobody else ever notices. And then when I point it out, they're like, you're fucking insane.
Maybe I'm like the Lorax. Or Lorax. Because I'm just like, you're doing everything wrong because this and this and this reason.
Oh. I feel mean. But I also want to be someone who kind of points the things that people aren't noticing, like what they're doing wrong in terms of like bettering the community and all that. So maybe not just like being like, oh my god, you're just wrong, but giving constructive criticism. But
yeah,
anyway.
I feel like that's a good aspiration. Okay, number 3. Do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favorite poet / poem? If it's short or if you feel like it, please feel free to do a reading if you'd like.
I want to be a writer, so poetry is kind of like I had to learn it all. And so I do like it. Probably my favorite would be In the Desert by Stephen Crane.
Ooh, is it a short poem?
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Want to read it?
Sure, I can pull it up right now.
Yay, okay.
Okay, so In the Desert by Stephen Crane. In the desert, I saw a creature, naked, bestial, who, squatting upon the ground, held his heart in his hands and ate of it. I said, is it good, friend? It is bitter, he answered, bitter. But I like it because it is bitter and because it is my heart.
Shit.
Yeah. So that's always been one of my favorites for a very long time.
Mine's actually like really cliche, Fire and Ice by Robert Frost. Not because of, you know, its nature, but because, just the underlying themes behind it, right? Like, some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. And, you know, like, what that explains to me is that, you know, a lot of people see desire as like a fire, and it's, like, all-consuming, right? And then the next line's like, but if I had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would suffice. So it's basically saying, like, desire, like, consumes people and warms their hearts, whereas, like, hate is destructive, like ice, and basically freezes you and doesn't allow you to do anything else.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I don't think it's cliche to like any of Robert Frost's poems, and I think I like Fire and Ice as well, like more than the other ones. Like the other one is like The Road Not Taken and all that. But I think that's like a really nice poem, and why you like it is also very...
Yeah, I'm just super into symbolism, and I've actually been writing poetry for like 10 years.
Oh, really?
Yes, Dina, my girl.
Wow, that's cool.
I have little books in my room, and it's these little like poem books I did in high school in my creative writing class, And we would, like, submit our work to this, like, writer's fair every year for the school district. And I won a couple of, like, district awards for my writing in high school.
Yeah, that's really cool. Ooh. Are you publishing any?
No, I just, like, it was hard enough for me to share it, like, in the first place. It's, like, deeply personal.
Yeah.
And basically my teacher, like, submitted it the first time without telling me. And they got really upset.
Oh, gosh.
My teacher did the same thing. I wanted to physically kill her.
Oh, my
right?
Gosh.
Thanks, Ms. Boyer. God. All right, I think you're up then, girly.
Oh, okay. Tell me a joke, Dina.
I'm so glad puns count. I mean, as somebody who loves puns, I want to just say, like, my favorite joke is a dyslexic man walks into a bra.
God damn it, Dina.
Or two cannibals are eating a clown. One looks at the other and says, "Does this taste funny to you?"
I hate that I'm laughing.
Here's another one. What did Batman say to Robin before he got in the car?
What?
Get in the car.
God damn it, Tina. What the fuck? Okay, Dina, I have a joke for you then.
Okay, so hit me.
What kind of overalls does Super Mario wear?
Blue ones?
Denim. I'm very sorry for everyone that I've offended with this joke.
Okay, weapon of choice for zombie killing?
Probably a gun.
Yeah, but what about the noise? And, you know, limited amounts of ammunition, but, I mean, your weapon.
Yeah, I would, like, I would definitely try to find a silencer, but, like, as far as killing shit from far away, because, you know, I wouldn't fucking last 2 minutes in close combat, even if I have, like, a giant sword.
I really just like the noise that silencers make. Like, when they're fired, right? Just, like, little... I love the noise. I love it so much. I feel like any prolonged explosion, I'd probably go insane, but it's just, like...
Yeah.
Though for me, it's funny. My coworkers and I once, on a slow night, got into a discussion about what we would do in a zombie apocalypse, and, in our freezer, even though you literally can't get locked inside, safety regulations is you have to have, like, one of those big, like, red fire axes inside. And I've always said, like, first thing, zombie apocalypse happens, I'm coming here and I'm grabbing that fucking axe. Because it's broken as fuck. Like, one end has, like, the axe and the other end has, like, a little spiky thingy. Can you just imagine just in the head with a little spiky thing? And then if they're just so really satisfying. Pissing you off, just cut off their fucking head with the axe side. It's like an axe and an ice pick all in one. It's fantastic.
So satisfying.
Rich Sugar, what would you pick as your weapon for a zombie apocalypse? Nothing. Okay, you're gonna die first.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Sugar, no!
Baby, no.
Baby, come back.
User joined your channel.
Oh.
Oh, Sugar. Say something.
Yes.
Hi.
So we're on your weapon of choice for zombie killing.
Oh my goodness, I thought you guys were responding to me.
No.
Because I said a sniping rifle, and then you say, "Oh, Sugar, you're gonna die first." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Well, because you, I was like, "Sugar, what's your weapon of choice for zombie killing?" And all we heard was static. I was like, "Okay, you picked nothing. You're gonna die first. I'm sorry. It was nice knowing you."
No, I thought...
I thought, like, oh, well, that's kind of lame, because if you're in close in combat, then you're going to die, because you only have a sniping rifle.
I mean, you can always, like, beat him over the head with it.
That's true.
That is true.
Oh, no. Okay, how do you feel around large crowds of people?
I feel like a lost kitten.
Yeah, if I have headphones, it usually doesn't bother me. Just put on some music and whatever. But, or like, even in the right mood, it's okay to be around large crowds of people. Also, like, the nature of the crowd. So if it's, like, at a concert or a festival, it's, you know, generally okay. Like, you have the people, like, doing the same things as you and feeling the same vibes as you. And you can typically mesh well with these people because they obviously have some of the same interests as you. But if it's just like I'm standing somewhere and all of a sudden there's a large crowd, just like have an anxiety attack, die.
Same. Concerts, it's awesome and fun. In real life, when I'm like at the store, I'm like, please somebody take me home.
Aww. Yeah, I stick to walls and do my own thing.
Describe a moment when you became aroused at an inappropriate time, and how did you handle the situation?
This one's my favorite, and I've told this story to you guys before, I think. The most random thing that has ever gotten me sexually aroused, this coworker, who I am not sexually attracted to in any way, shape, or form whatsoever, but he, like, creeped up behind me and pinched my elbow, and for some reason I just splooshed immediately. Splooshed.
What? Oh my god.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know why. I don't know how. It's never been replicated, ever. But it was the most random feeling in the world, and I just felt guilty. I was like, I don't even like him. What did that happen?
Oh.
I didn't even know it was him. What the fuck?
Maybe it's because I'm surprised.
Maybe. I don't. Yeah, surprise splooshing.
God.
Scare me into splooshing. It'd be great.
Splooshing.
That's the only way I can describe it. It was like instant wetness in my pants.
I'm 99% sure that Sploosh was the name of the drink in that movie Holes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh my god.
Oh,
and that was also peach juice.
Was it
peach juice or onions?
It was like peach preserves?
It was something in onions.
Yeah, I think it was like the girl's peaches preserves and the guy's onions. So.
No, the guy didn't have onions in it. Dana.
Oh, god.
Yes.
Does your swoosh taste like peaches?
It doesn't actually have a taste. But it has a very prominent smell, apparently. And every time I see that, someone's like, oh, so what do you fish? Nope, just because that's a prominent smell doesn't mean it's fish.
No, not at all.
Okay.
What about you, Blackberry?
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, you're not getting out of that one.
I think the most inappropriate moment was when I was working and my boyfriend at the time was sending me, like, he was turned off for some reason, I don't know. He started sending me commands to do at work. I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I'm not gonna tell you what I did, but it was very inappropriate because I was dealing with customers. And then, yeah, not sure. Well, I may or may not have had to use the restroom to relieve myself.
It's all in the meaning of, I need to relieve myself, can I go to the restroom?
Well, after the majority of them left, but anyway, let's move on. Do you think anyone has ever had a good first time, aka losing their virginity? If you are one of the mythical few, please tell me about it.
Mine, I tend to remember fondly, but mostly because of, like, events that transpired afterwards. So I was 15 years old, and I wasn't planning on losing my virginity. It's just, we've been dating only for about, like, 3 weeks. and his mother like randomly took his sisters like to like the next town over for, I think it was like laser tag or some McDonald's thing. And so we just randomly found ourselves like alone in the house, and it just kind of happened. But we had been watching this movie, Eagle Eye. Oh, 2008. But I went to a very small school. My class was like, oh, I want to say like 16 people. So everybody knew everybody. We all were like mutual friends and whatever. And so naturally, everyone in my class knows that I lost my virginity while watching the movie Eagle Eye. And lo and behold, about 3 weeks later, in our U.S. government class, our history teacher was discussing like Big Brother and stuff in class and like the novel 1984, and trying to be the hip teacher, if you will, decided to show the movie Eagle Eye in class. And wow. So here I am sitting during this movie red in the face because everyone in my class knows and they're all looking at me and I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere else right now.
Oh no.
Poor Dina.
Oh no.
I've never been winked at more in my life than I have in those 2 hours.
How about you, girly?
I think plenty of people have good first times. I personally did not. But I definitely think that, like, every experience is unique, so it's not like it's impossible. Like, every single time has to be terrible.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think there's, like, plenty of people that do have a good time first time, but I think it has to do with how experienced the partner is and, like, how, I guess, like, how well you mesh together. And that didn't really help or happen with me. When I also had my first time, it was actually really terrible. Yeah. So, and I think it had to do with me having endo.
Mm.
Yeah, but I personally didn't have a good time, but I agree with Carly.
See, for me, like, the actual sex isn't the memorable part. I just remember, like, he was, like, really skinny and has, like bony hip bones and fucking it was his first time too, and we were just like fumbling around trying to figure it out, but the events that transpired afterwards are just so funny, like I'll never forget them. And well, then like of course my teacher's like sitting there trying to figure out like why everyone is winking at me and why I'm like beet red for 2 straight
God, poor little Dina.
Oh boy.
Okay, next question. Robots or dinosaurs?
Fucking dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
I think we're all unanimous here. I am the dinosaur, so obviously I have to stick with my kin and go dinosaurs.
Ah, yes.
I would still have like a pet brontosaurus.
It's a very big pet.
I really would. I would be so happy. Or like a triceratops and just ride it around
everywhere. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like instead of like those horse riding police officers, you just ride a triceratops everywhere. No one's gonna fuck with you.
Oh yeah. Instead of like having an attack dog, I'd have an attack raptor.
Oh my god.
Okay. If you were a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be? And what is your mad scientist name?
I think I'd be a mad scientist regarding plant stuff, like botany. Be like making moving plants and all that stuff, or gigantic flowers that could be toxic. I don't know.
Ooh.
See, I feel like I am so bad at it that I would just, you know, be the female equivalent of Dr. Horrible Sing-Along.
Oh god.
Aww.
I'd be like, I want to be a mad scientist, but I'm not good enough in science to actually be a mad scientist. I'm just in Dr. Horrible this shit and just fuck everything up. Be socially awkward.
Wait, what would your name be then?
Dr. Slightly Less Horrible.
Okay, and
Doctor, I did a thing. Look, guys, I did a thing. It was a really bad thing. Yeah, but I did a thing.
I don't know about mine. Doctor... Vernalization? I don't know. That's such a specific term. And I don't think... No, that doesn't work. Doctor... I'm dry, guys.
No.
I don't know. Okay, moving on. Have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? If not, who would you like to meet?
Does a monkey count?
Oh.
So when I was in elementary school, we're visited by the curator. I want to say curator, he's not a museum though. Director, if you will, of an animal rescue. And what they do is they take in animals that people like got as pets and then realized they couldn't keep because they don't have any idea how to take care of these animals.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a Bujie monkey.
Oh.
And they had actually trained him, and he... starred in Pirates of the Caribbean as
oh, really?
Jack the Monkey. Yes.
Aww. Oh, that's
and,
cool.
And so when they came to visit us, like, they didn't bring the monkey, obviously, but, you know, they were telling us, you know, like, what they do and stuff, and I guess they said that we were so well-behaved, because private school, we wouldn't dare misbehave, that they invited us to tour their facility, and we got to meet Levi, which is the monkey who plays Little Jack in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's so cool.
Anybody else, or is it just me?
I've met, I don't know if technically met, like spoken to is the right word, but my high school was right next to a whole bunch of restaurants and stuff, because mm-hmm. my high school used to be a mall, and they converted it to a school. And right next door was, like, some fancy restaurant, and we had to walk from the high school to the park in order to do PE. So we would walk past this restaurant, and I saw Bruce Campbell, who I fucking love because I love Evil Dead and Army of Darkness and stuff. And they were filming, what's it called, Burn Notice? They were filming Burn Notice, so they were, like, on break having lunch. And as we walked past, I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, that's Bruce fucking Campbell. and I told my friend, I was like, oh my god, that's Bruce fucking Campbell. And he knew exactly what I wanted to do, because like we'd always like been super good friends, and he knew just what I wanted to do, but I was too much of a pussy to do it. And he just like screams out groovy man and starts running, and I was like, what the fuck, why would you do that? And I start running. I'm like, no, you fucker, how dare you.
Okay, so tell me your favorite thing about the fall. Weather, leaves changing, pumpkins, etc.
All the cinnamon shit that comes out. I'm a whore for cinnamon.
You dirty little slut.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the weather the most because it's windy, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, but you can wear your favorite scarves and all that, and also the leaves changing. Man, it's so beautiful to see, like, the leaves changing colors. It's such a wide range of colors. Well, if you count just red, yellow, and sort of green being range of colors, but I think it's beautiful. So that's, I think, my two most favorite things about the fall.
Side question, girly.
Uh-huh.
Would you ever try the cinnamon challenge?
Yes, I have done it before.
Really?
Yeah, me and my friend were on like Facebook video chat at 3 a.m, and I had the house to myself, and we were like, it was so late that we were like almost high from just how tired and like fucked up we were from laughing, and she was like, dude, go grab some cinnamon, and I was like, fuck yeah.
And I went, wait, to what's the cinnamon challenge?
You try to eat cinnamon, but just you always fail because it's impossible.
Just plain cinnamon with nothing else, yeah, like this like large amount of just pure cinnamon. It's horrible.
Oh my
Don't
gosh.
Look it up. People, it's like, awful. Vomit cinnamon powder. It's disgusting.
Oh.
It's really bad. Like, when I did it, she was laughing her ass off, and I, like, Like, I looked like a dragon because all this fucking smoke plumes of cinnamon comes out of my mouth. Miss would be so jealous.
Oh my god. Okay, I think that's my new favorite side question.
Yes.
My favorite thing about fall is Halloween.
Yes. Oh, that's true. Halloween is probably the best thing in the world.
Indeed.
I'm so sad that I can't do trick-or-treating anymore.
Hi, you can just, like, you know, maybe. There should be one for adults, maybe.
Just, like, yes, find, please. Like, a random, like, younger cousin or nephew or niece or something and be like, look, we're trick-or-treating together. And then you're just like, ha ha ha, that's candy, it's all mine.
Yes.
I've never went trick-or-treating, so I actually don't know what it's like, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think there was anything like that in Korea, like where I grew up, so. I think now they kind of do things, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's still a bit foreign to me.
I mean, the best part is just getting way more candy than you can possibly handle.
Yeah, I mean, that is indeed something that's tempting, but... Okay. What's the biggest risk you've ever taken?
I want to say it's not necessarily the biggest risk I've ever taken because I do it frequently.
Can you even call it a risk anymore? When you enjoy
It's still technically a risk, but that's like part of the fun, right? It's just like meeting up with people that I've met online. I've been doing it since I was a teenager. Especially like when I was a teenager, it was especially like everyone on the internet is a murderer. Just everyone. Everyone's a murderer.
And, oh my gosh.
But it's actually how I met my very best friend that I'm actually moving in with in a couple of weeks. So no regrets. Yeah, we met on an MMO when I was, like, 15, and then, like, after, like, befriending each other in-game, we, like, added each other on Skype, and yes, my main Skype I've had for literally 9 years.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. We, like, started chatting on Skype, and she mentioned something, and I was like, isn't that in X Place? And she was like, yeah. I was like, dude, that's an hour from me. And she was like, what? And then I, like, just jumped on a bus, like, a week later without, like, telling my grandparents where I was going. And I just went there and hung out with her for a little bit and met her mom, and her mom drove me home. It was just great.
But like, takes some guts.
But I've actually, you know, there's not a lot of people from online that I wouldn't meet. Obviously not creepers, but...
Yeah, no. I totally get that.
I mean, I haven't been murdered yet, so obviously when they told me that everyone is murdered on the internet, they lied.
To be honest, I kind of do the same, except I meet way crazier people than as most people would meet.
God.
Yeah. Earlier we were playing, and then I added the person. I was like, I think that person would be fun to play with or fun to talk to. So I had a couple people through that, and one of them was a super douche. After, like, I think the biggest risk there was like actually Skyping with that person, and then like
user joined your channel
with, you know, facecam, and that's like where it went downhill, because obviously you don't want to do that. So I think that's like one of the biggest risks I've ever done regarding that. And I mean the other one is probably gone out audio, and because I'm not a very public person about like all my things and stuff, so.
Yeah, like, on that note, if it's not that just meeting people I've met on the internet, it's the fact that I, like, post my face, and I've actually been recognized 3 times now.
Oh.
But again, it's still not enough to deter me. Like, the first time I was, like, so terrified, I deleted my account. The second time, it was like, whatever. Ended up in sex, so there's that. But this time, like, I literally just didn't even give a fuck. I was like, yeah, and what are you gonna do?
That's probably my biggest risk that I've done too, is posting to Gone Wild, because I have also been noticed by a friend, and I was like, fuck.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm scared of that, because I'm pretty sure some people browse by. But then my voice changes a lot, so maybe not, but...
Do you have any irrational fears?
So, funny story. When I was little, the first time my uncle took me fishing, when I reeled in the fish, it, like, came back and, like, slapped me in the face. And after
what?
That,
what
for
the
some,
fuck?
Yeah, I, like, pulled back too hard, like, after I was, like, finished reeling, and I was, like, so excited, I, like, yanked my fishing pole, and it, like, came back and, like, hit me in the face.
Gosh.
It was just a little tiny fish, but after that, I, for some reason, as a little child, I was, like, terrified of fish for years.
Aww.
Years, I was terrified of fish. Like, my sister, like, just to piss me off, got a fish tank and put it in her room so I wouldn't go in there. But actually, in college, I was, like, going through the phase of, like, I'm an adult now, and I'm gonna, like, move on with my life, and I'm gonna get a fish. And my roommate, like, knew all the story, and, like, my irrational fear of fish. She's like, you're gonna get a fish. I was like, yes, I'm gonna get a fish. And I got a little betta fish, and we, like, had him on this little bowl in the kitchen. And one day, after my roommate had come home, like, blackout drunk, and I was homesick from work and did not want to fucking deal with it, I ended up calling the paramedics because she was speaking gibberish and not English. They told me that she may have a concussion because she did fall and hit her head, and that I had to stay up with her all night and couldn't let her go to sleep. So, the following morning, I'm tired as fuck, I'm sick, I want to go home. I go into the kitchen to feed my fish, and he's just gone. It's gone. He just disappeared,
what?
Right? I'm like, how do you disappear? You're a fish. There's nothing you can walk away. And turns out my cat had gotten up on the kitchen counter, which they previously were not able to do, and I still don't know how she got up there. And in the little tiny hole where you put the food, she like managed to stick her paw in and like fish him out. We found him like 45 minutes later, like rolled up in the kitchen carpet.
Oh,
little,
God.
The little rug that's in front of the sink. And I just, like, started crying, and my roommate comes out, and I was like, it's the fish, Rachel, he's dead, and she's like, oh my god, no, and our friend had been staying with us, and he comes out, and he's like, why the fuck are you crying? It's like, it's a fish, and I was like, you don't know what it means to me. And so Rachel's like trying to explain to him that, like, it's not just a fish, it's a symbol of overcoming her fears. Yeah, it's safe to say I'm no longer afraid of fish, but it's just, like, a funny story, like, leading up to it. And then just that whole, like, this poor guy, like, he just, like, wakes up one morning, and I'm crying. My roommate's consoling me. He's, like, thinking something terrible is happening. It's just my fish is dead.
Oh, no.
He's heartless.
Yeah, fuck you, Alan.
Blackberry?
So, I don't even know if this is a fear, but, I don't have a fear of heights, but I have, like, this really weird fear that I'm gonna, like, unconsciously, like, walk towards, like, when I'm on a cliff or some, like, close to, like, a rail, like, that's suspended very high over the ground, that I'm just gonna, like, accidentally walk off it or just go, like, over it and then die. Like, that's like the most irrational fear I've ever had. I don't even know why I have it. Like, I'm not scared of heights, I'm not scared of all that, but it's just like, how would you even accidentally walk off it, right? Like, it doesn't make sense. So that's like a fear I have, and which most people interpret as fear of heights. I'm like, that's not exactly it.
Just, like, fear of, like, falling.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not even that close to the edge, right? And it's not that I'm afraid of the distance between where I am and the ground. It's just, like, the fact that I will, like, jump off it for some reason.
Oh,
like,
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Oh. Aww.
Yeah, it does. How about you,
okay.
Kate?
Oh, you're good.
Clowns, because my brother decided it would be fun to show little 4-year-old girly, It.
Oh, Lord.
And tell me it was rated G. And then
what
I watched that with them, I couldn't take a shower for a week. I had to wash in like a wash basin. And then they showed me one of those screamer things that's like, look at this room and tell us what's wrong with the room. And then you stare at the room and the fucking clown pops out and scares the shit out of you.
Oh, God.
And I was like, well, thanks, guys. Now I never want to go near showers or anything ever again.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with older brothers, but my older cousin, actually, my cousin and I were only 6 months apart. She was, like, naturally very close. We were kids. Like, we spent the night at each other's houses and such. And one night I was staying the night at her house and he decided to show us it. And then, like, she had this, like, clown doll in her room, and we were both just, like, laying there, like, watching it, waiting for it to move.
No.
Whenever we go to the fair, my friend has to, like, steer me away whenever she sees a clown. Because she knows I'll freak out.
That's good that way. It's okay. There's nothing over there.
There's no clowns in the vicinity. Just keep going.
Okay, did you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes, i.e. the Dougie, the Wobble, etc.? If so, which dances can you do?
This is beyond me.
Well, I went to a very ghetto middle school. So it was like, if you were going to go to any kind of like dance, you better fucking know everything that they had to do. Or else you would be an outcast. And people would fucking make fun of you. And I was just a tiny little emo kid in sixth grade. And everyone was trying to teach me how to do, like, the fucking... What's it called? Soulja Boy shit?
Oh my god.
Yep, so I pretty much had to learn that. I had no choice in the matter.
Yeah, when I was an RA, one of my, like, fellow RAs in my building was obsessed with the Wobble. And so... Before the, like, dorms open, we have, like, a month of training that is just us, like, at the, like, the RCC and ARCC, like, the two people who run the building. And then all the RAs, like, your RA teams, like, you can bond and, like, get to know each other as well as do, like, your sensitivity training and your CPR training and all that fun stuff. But she was obsessed, and, like, we each had, like, one day where we got to, like, lead the group into doing something, and she taught us all how to wobble. And it's the most ridiculous thing. You get, like, you get 12 adults in a room and you teach them how to wobble. It's the stupidest thing you've ever seen in your life. or we had this, like these things, they called them, like, culture mashups. And one of them, they taught us how to do the Cupid Shuffle. And I never thought I would ever use it ever. And then for my cousin's bachelorette party last year, we went to this club in a town, like, an hour and a half away. And the Cupid Shuffle comes on and she's like, come on, Tina, do it. I know you know how. I was like, Lisa, we don't talk about this. And she, like, pushed me onto the dance floor, and I ended up doing the Cupid Shuffle with, like, six other people in front of, like, an entire club full of people. It was ridiculous.
We did that at my prom, where, like, the entire senior class was doing it, and I was like, holy fuck, this room is like, shaking. Yeah, this is terrifying.
They made us do the cha-cha slide at our eighth grade graduation.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
See, I came from a very nerdy high school where we didn't do it. Well, actually, a lot of people still dance. Like, they're the cool kids, right? They do academics and then also they dance. But then I was part of, like, the second tier of academic people, I guess. Like, the not the IB, but just, like, the AP and honors kids. So I actually have, like, my hand and eye coordination is really off, so I'm not so I don't dance. I don't ride a bike. I don't really do anything with my body.
Yeah, see, my high school was performing arts, so they looked for, like, any excuse to let us perform. There was, like, some sort of, like, performance, like, every week, like, on Fridays. We had this, like, big amphitheater area, and we would always just go there on Fridays, and we had something. And, like, they'd, like, have us practice during free period or whatever, like, zero period. And so, and they always, like, pitted the grades against each other, like, grade 9 as a team and grade 10 as a team. And we, like, did, like, all these, like, stupid performances. Like, we had, like, a lip sync contest. We had, like a choreographed dance contest. Like, there's just, like, contests for everything you can think of. But I think my favorite was when we did the song, it was during the lip sync contest. We did the song Girls by Beastie Boys, and we, like, there was exactly 8 girls and 8 guys in our class, so we let all the girls dress up the guys as girls in their clothing, and the guys like gave us like fake mustaches and stuff, and we switched the gender roles and lip-synced the song Girls by Beastie Boys as opposite genders. It's like a gender swap thing. It was hilarious.
That's awesome.
I got to put my boyfriend in a blue sparkly dress. Best.
I'd actually want to see a picture.
Oh, he didn't let me take one, but it's forever burned into my memory.
Oh.
Also, it helped because he's like one of those like skater boys who had like the really long hair. So like I like curled his hair, put makeup on him, and put him in my blue sparkly winter formal dress. It was great.
Oh my gosh, he looked pretty.
He did look pretty, actually.
Oh.
He has, like, really beautiful skin. He was half Italian and half Cuban.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Gorgeous complexion. I hate him. How beautiful his whole family is.
Oh.
Anyway, moving on.
Do you like cheesy 80s movies? If so, which is your favorite one?
I'm a slut for cheesy 80s movies. I love The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Breakfast Club's a really good one.
I actually...
Or Say Anything is another favorite of mine.
Oh, what? Say Anything?
Say Anything, yeah.
Yes. And I love John Cusack. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Like, I've had, like, a raging crush on John Cusack since I was, like, a little kid, like, watching Say
Dina,
Anything.
Yes, Dina, my girl.
And then now he's, like, not even as attractive, and he's, like, way older, and they're always like, who's your, like, guilty pleasure crush? And I'm like, John Cusack, and they always look at me like, what the fuck, John Cusack, really? Like, that's the first word out of your mouth is John Cusack? Like, yeah, you don't know my life.
You know my life? Dina, my girl, I love John Cusack so much. You were the best.
Yeah, I'm out of the loop because I didn't watch any of them because I wasn't here, so... And then, didn't watch movies
or,
in general, anyway.
And it's funny going back to Say Anything, because it was, like, one of my favorite movies as a kid. Like, my favorite, like, non-child's movie, like, as a child, was Say Anything. I watched it, you know, like, in my living room so many times. But then when I was in, like, I want to say, like, middle school or high school, there was a band that named themselves Say Anything, and they had a song. And, like, the premise of the song, like, and this is, like, word for word of the chorus, is... I called her on the phone and she touched herself.
What?
Yeah. It's the most ridiculous song, but I think it was looking up on YouTube a scene from Say Anything, and I was like, there's a band called Say Anything? I listened to the song, I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I think it's my turn. Rip, how do you feel about coffee?
I have a love and hate relationship between it. Because I like coffee, but my body doesn't like it, so I say coffee hates me. Yeah. Like, I drink a little bit of caffeine in coffee form, and I go crazy. The caffeine high is too real.
Oh, God.
It's way too
All
real.
Day,
so
every day. All day, every day. Coffee, all the time. It's fantastic. I love it. There's nothing better.
God, Dina.
Okay. Do you drink alcohol? If so, tell me about your favorite cocktail.
I don't drink alcohol that much. But when I do, I guess I tend to drink like rum chata or champagne.
So, I technically don't drink as much either, but I'm also very lightweight, so it doesn't take much to get me drunk. So I guess people consider that I drink a lot compared to what I can actually handle. But the favorite mixed drink I've ever tasted was Moscow Mule. I love that drink. It's pretty good. I've only had it once, though. And that's the thing.
Yeah, see, for me, my favorite, like, I have, like, other drinks that I would prefer, but, like, if we're talking, like, strictly a cocktail, I love Blue Hawaiians way more than I should. But it's, so white rum, blue curacao, pineapple juice, and coconut cream. And I don't know why. I love it so much. It's terrible.
That
drink
sounds
so
good,
many
though.
Of them. So many were had.
Damn. I think it's blackberries, maybe?
Oh, shit, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm like, huh. Do an impression of your choosing, recording an audio response, which we are. If you're... Okay. So... Who's going first?
I can do Yoshi pretty well at times.
Really?
Yoshi!
That's cute. Dina?
How about you, Dina?
Oh, I don't do impressions. Oh, no.
So I don't do impressions either, but do you want to hear a Pharah one or a Lulu one?
Oh my god, do a Lulu one. I can do a League one. I'll do a League one if you do a League one.
Oh man, I'm so bad at this one, though.
I'll do Annie if you do Lulu.
I'll do Nami if you do Lulu.
Caravaggio, Summoner. That's slightly better.
That was good.
I want to hear the Annie impression.
Okay, I got this. I can totally do this.
Do you want to play too?
Kind of like draw.
That kills my throat.
That's good.
Or for Nami, it's like, hang on.
Feet are strange.
Oh god.
Or you have to like sigh when you say this one because you're like, people in their air.
I wish I could impersonate her laugh because I'll spam it all day.
Do it.
I can't.
Question 20. Any last words?
I'm terrible at questionnaires.
I'm equally as terrible at questionnaires because I ramble too much.
Same.
I randomly choke on my drinks and stuff.
I randomly choke on my own saliva, so it's okay.
Me too, Dina. I randomly choke on nothing, so don't even worry about it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna PM and be like, breath plate? I'm like, all the fucking time, because I can't function as a normal human being.
Same.
Yay.
We did it.